This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to The Real Reel, where we go behind the highlight reel and go into the unfiltered. I'm your host, Natalie Barbeau, and let's get into it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Real Reel podcast with me, Natalie Barbeau. I recently got a haircut. I don't know if you're watching on YouTube and can see it. The day after I get a haircut, I usually do end up regretting it and then I end up liking it. But whenever you get a haircut, does your hair just feel like so much thinner? Like, I was actually really proud because my hair has gotten really thick because I used to suffer from really thin hair. My hair was shedding a ton, which it does still shed, but like it feels much thicker. And I think it's because of Armora colostrum. I'm not going to lie. I literally swear by that. I will never, ever, ever stop taking it. But now, after this haircut, my hair just feels so thin. And I also got some little wispy curtain bangs, if you guys can see on the YouTube video. And I don't know if I like them. I always kind of regret these decisions, but I also think, you know what? It's hair and it will grow back and it's fine. So who cares? It's just hair. That's going to be the new motto. But anyways, I did get a haircut yesterday. And so if you're watching, this is my first time showing it on camera. I didn't even like take any pictures or anything like that. But that's not what today's episode is about. Today's episode is a giant slap in the face reminder of what I need to hear. And I want to make more episodes on just like productivity and, you know, things that have helped me. And I know my podcast is kind of has a multitude and a variety of topics. Like, I will talk about my life, I will talk about my business, I will talk about productivity, I'll talk about, you know, motivation. But I want to know the topics you want to hear and what stuff you guys thoroughly enjoy listening to. I want to invite more guests on, but Miami doesn't have that many. So I'm thinking after we're done fundraising with Rella, I'm going to take a trip to LA and New York, and I am going to batch like 20 episodes. Like, I'm just going to rent a space, make a makeshift studio, have people come and do a bunch of episodes and batch them with a ton of guests. So let me know who you would want me to have on the podcast, because I definitely want to have and include more guests on the show. But today's episode, it's a solo episode with me. I think it's the third one in a row, which I've really enjoyed doing these, but let me know your thoughts with it. So today's episode is all about how to be productive, but not only that, like how to not procrastinate. So how to be productive, how to not procrastinate, and how to just like get stuff done. And I am very excited because this is something that I desperately need to hear today. It's 10:30 a.m. and I've been working since 9:30, but I feel like I haven't gotten that much done. And so I want to kind of like yell this to my own face and be like, Natalie, what are you doing? You need to get stuff done. So I'm also open to any suggestions and any ideas as well. So anyways, I'm going to go through a list of 10 things that help me stay productive, help me not procrastinate, and I'd love to hear what helps you guys, and I am very excited to dive in. So the first one is, when you make a to-do list, it creates this false sense of productivity. And so I now have this thing that I adopted. It's from Amanda Goetz, if you guys listened to that episode. And I also take some things from Grace Beverly. So those two women are some of my favorite people to look up to. But Grace Beverly has like three categories: quick ticks, tasks, and projects. And then Amanda Goetz has the to-do list. And if you're not watching, I held up two fingers because it's T-W-O, not T-O. So it's the to-do list. I do a little hybrid of both because I still need to separate, like in my mind, the things that I need to get done in forms of like three separate categories. But I also don't want to create this false sense of productivity when I'm just like checking off quick ticks and thinking that I got stuff done and moved the needle when I literally did nothing, which I think is what a lot of us do. So I break it down with quick ticks as 5 minutes or less. So sending an email or, you know, sending a follow-up or something that you can just get done really, really quickly. Tasks are 5 to 30 minutes. So things that might take a little bit more time, but they're not, you know, going to take you a whole day. Projects are, you know,
greater than 30 minutes. So things that might take you a few hours to get done. So I like to separate it in those sections. And then in the terms of projects, that's where my to-do list comes, where I tell myself, what are the two big things that I need to get done today? The only two things I need to do today that's actually going to move the needle forward. A lot of times a quick tick or a task is not going to move the needle forward. It's just kind of stuff that you need to get done. And it does sometimes create a false sense of productivity, but it doesn't mean that you don't need to do those things. So I kind of think of it as the analogy of when you fill a bucket with sand at first. It's like fine, granular pieces of sand. And then you put rocks. Like, you're going to get more out of it if you put the rocks in first and then filled in all the gaps with sand. Does that make sense? I feel like there's a better way to say it versus if you filled it with sand and then put in rocks, you're going to have way less rocks because you just have a little bunch of fine granular things. And so I like to think of my projects as the rocks, where I'm going to have these rocks that I'm putting in, and then in the spare moments that I have, that's when I get the quick ticks and the tasks done. So if I have calls and I have a 30-minute gap, like that's when I'll get that stuff done. But in order to feel accomplished for my day, I need to have two things that I really, really need to get done, whether it's sending an investor newsletter, whether it's pitching a group of people, whether it is doing our budget, like whatever it is, this like big ticket item, that is what I need to get done that day in order to move the needle forward. And I write that down. It has transformed my life. I used to be a to-do list girly where T-O, you know, not the number two, a to-do list girl where I would just write down everything I needed to get done. And sometimes I would write things down like, oh, like clean my room or whatever. And it's like, okay, I don't need to write that down. That's like stuff that I just want to write down so I can check it off and feel productive. And it's so fake because it doesn't actually make you any more productive. So by focusing on two big projects, then I just feel like I've gotten so much more done. And that's why I'm like, okay, I'm not even going to check my email until I get these like two things out of the way. And it's literally helped me so, so, so much. So that's the big thing that I would focus on. Next is set aside time for deep work. For example, I don't take calls in the morning because I want my mornings to be deep work. So I have a Calendly that I send out. Calendly is just an app that allows people to like pick a time on your calendar and schedule a call. And so I have a Calendly I'll send out, and it's only available from 1 to 5:30. I don't want to take calls before 1 p.m. because that is when my deep work comes in. Like, that's when I have time to record this podcast. That's when I have time to do my budget. That's when I have time to send out those emails that I've been meaning to send out, or write that report or whatever it is, or work on my pitch deck. And so in the mornings, I set aside that time for deep work versus in the afternoons, I set my calls then, because realistically, if you just have like random calls on your calendar, you're never going to be able to get into deep work. And I used to be like that, where I would let people pick from like 9 to 5 when they can schedule a call with me. And then I'd have a call at 9, and then I'd have a call at 11, and then I'd have a call at 12, and then I'd have a call at 1:30. And it was like, I would have these little like 30-minute increments where I could work, but I would never get anything done, because at least for me, I need to like get in the zone and I need to actually be focused. So I need to like time batch and make sure that I'm having time to like actually get stuff done.
Let's talk about styling hair, because it is a whole production, especially when you are battling frizz. And take it from me, I live in Miami, Florida. It is about to be summer. I really know frizz, but honestly, I would rather be doing something else, like booking a spontaneous vacation to St. Barts or rewatching the Eras Tour for like the third time. You know, the important stuff. But who actually has time for frizz? Introducing Way's new anti-frizz cream. It is like a superhero for your hair. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. I actually brought it on a trip with me, and my friend borrowed it and she purchased it right then and there because it was that good. So how does this fit into my hair routine? It is the best thing I could have done for my hair. I am all about saving time, and the anti-frizz cream does just that. Plus, the Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent is so amazing. You can think bergamot, Italian lemon violet, and more. And as someone who is always concerned about heat damage, because I definitely use a lot of heat on my hair, this anti-frizz cream provides heat protection, which is such a big relief, and my hair feels so much lighter and looks smoother after using it. Get busy being frizz-free with Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's not just about taming frizz. It also provides heat protection up to 450 degrees, reduces and repairs split ends, quenches dry hair with intense hydration, and according to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looked less frizzy after using it. I can definitely contest that. And while you're at it, check out Way's other bestsellers like the leave-in conditioner, which I also use, detox shampoo, fragrances, hair oils, and hair gloss. They're all essential for achieving that salon-worthy look at home.
So you can first free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code RealReal for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code RealReal. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today, as it should, with Earnin. Earnin is an app that is changing the game when it comes to getting paid. Imagine having access to the money you've earned as you work, not just waiting for payday. With Earnin, you can access up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So think about it. The next time you're planning a special night out, you need a last minute gift for a loved one, or you face an unexpected expense, like maybe a trip to the vet, Earnin has you covered. For me, it's about having the flexibility to handle those surprise expenses that life throws my way. So whether it's unexpected bills or needing to cover rent when things are tight, Earnin gives me peace of mind knowing that I have access to my hard-earned cash when I need it most. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type RealReal under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show, so please don't forget that step. RealReal under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
My next big tip is figuring out if you are a morning person or a night person and picking the time that works for you. I actually just saw Emma Greed. I think her name is Emma Greed. Emma Greed. She's the CEO of Good American. I believe she also co-founded Skims. Like, she works with the Kardashians on a lot of things, but she is my business inspiration. I'm obsessed with her. She actually just posted a video about this before I started filming this. And by the way, I wrote down this outline before I saw that video, but she talked about figuring out your productive time. For me, my productive time is in the mornings. I am not productive in the afternoon, like past a certain time, like past 4 o'clock. Like, I'm pretty checked out, I'm not gonna lie. Like, of course, I'm still working on things that are more monotonous and things that I don't need to use like my brain for. But when I am wanting to do deep work and I need to get like in the zone, that is the mornings for me. And so I am a morning person. I've been trying to wake up earlier. I'm going to try to wake up at like 5 a.m. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I want to become a morning person, not like 7 a.m. girl. Like, I want to become a morning person. So I'm going to try to wake up at 5 a.m. and see how that goes. But for me, my most productive time is in the morning, and I want to be able to have my afternoon ready for me. I was even like that in college. Like, I didn't mind taking 8 a.m. classes in college because I was like, then I can be done with this class by like 11 and have the entire day. Like, that's amazing. So find your productive time. If you are a night person, sleep in. Like, start working at 10 p.m., whatever, you know, or don't, maybe don't start working at 10. But if you want to work at 10 p.m., work at 10 p.m. and then get a good night's sleep and wake up at 9 a.m. Like, that's totally fine. I don't subscribe to the narrative that like every single CEO needs to wake up at 5 and or wake up at 4 and get their run in and whatever it is. Like, but you have to pick your productive time in order to get that stuff done. My next tip, which actually helps with like being a morning person, is to figure out your schedule ahead of time, like the night before. The night before, look at your calendar, see what you have to do, make your to-do list, you know, write down the important tasks. Like, typically, I am most productive when I have my to-do list in the morning already. Like, I don't have to actually create it because I did it the night before. Because I'm waking up, I know what my intention is, I know what my goals are, and I don't have to spend any time that morning thinking about it. And at the end of the day, you're kind of like fresh with what you need to get done the next day. And so I actually like to create my to-do list the night before. And so that way in the morning, I know exactly what I need to do and I am ready to just kind of like go ahead and work for it or work on it. And that has been like really, 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 really helpful for me. So going into the morning and going into the day with already knowing what is on your schedule. The next thing, this one hurts and this one's personal to me, but I feel like it might apply to a lot more people, is that listening to music with lyrics or listening to a podcast is actually not productive for me
It takes me 5 times longer to do anything when I am listening to songs that are catchy or I am listening to a podcast. Because think about it, your brain's kind of like halfway listening. And so it's halfway spending time trying to understand the lyrics, the words, what they're saying. And then the other half of your brain is trying to actually focus on like the work that you need to get done. Like, I'm so impressed when people can listen to music and get stuff done. Or like, I remember in college, people would listen to music while studying. And I'm like, I won't remember a thing. I'm focusing on the lyrics. I'm focusing on the music. I can listen to like lo-fi beats and like coffee shop music, like just rhythms and melodies. But I can't listen to anything that's going to make me sing along because I am a chronic sing-alonger. Like, I love to sing along to songs. And so I tried this week listening to Taylor Swift's new album, and it took me like an hour to do something that would have only taken me 10 minutes. And I do have a rule with myself that if I'm working from home and it's past 5:30, as long as I've gotten like my big projects out of the way, I will sit on the couch and I'll listen to a podcast or watch a YouTube video in the background, because I'm kind of just doing something like the quick ticks or the tasks that don't really require much brain power from me. And I want to like decompress and start kind of like relaxing for the day. And it's kind of like my little treat. So I will do that. But if I actually need to like be productive and get something done, I cannot listen to music and I cannot listen to a podcast. And I truly like don't know how people do it. Like, I don't know how people actually do that. The next thing I've kind of touched on slightly, but it is to use your calendar and use it to time batch. I will write on my calendar like when I'm busy, when I'm going to do deep work, because one, I don't want people to schedule anything on it. And also I want to know that like, okay, at the end of this hour, that's like when I'll be done doing this like one project. But it allows me to not multitask, which is another thing. Multitasking is so bad for my productivity. I happen to do it a lot, but whenever I choose to dedicate time to one thing, it gets done so much better and so much quicker. So multitasking is not good for me, but unfortunately, I'm preaching to the choir. I'm like calling the kettle black. I don't know what the expression is, but like, I need to hear this advice. But have it on your calendar where you need to time batch and you're focusing on one specific thing and one thing only. And I promise you, you will become more productive. Like, it's helped me so much when I do have to time batch. This is also similar to what I said with planning your day ahead of time, but I also plan my week ahead of time. So I will plan my week ahead where I, on Sunday night, I will look ahead, I will rearrange my calendar, I'll rearrange my week, I will make sure that my week is set up for success, and I kind of see like an overarching goal for this week. Like, okay, what are the important calls? Who are the people I need to follow up with? What are the things that I need to get done? Sometimes I'll just like jot them down, so then when I am making my to-do list, then I will be able to pull from like the weekly things that I need to get done. And that's been really helpful, having like a weekly agenda and then like putting it on the dates that are relevant. And that has really helped. But making sure that you are looking at your week on Sunday, maybe like check your email on Sunday night just to get ahead for the week. Like, I always alleviate the Sunday scaries by actually doing some work on Sunday, because then I enter Monday thinking it's just like another day of the week, not like it's Monday. But then Sunday when you're working, you have way less pressure. So it's not like you're like, oh my gosh, I'm like so nervous, I have so much stuff to get done, because no one expects you to be working on Sunday. So when I do work, it'll be like for 2 hours. It's not very long, but I'll get a little bit of work done. And then on Monday, I'm like so much more relaxed because I already know what's ahead of the week because I did some work on Sunday. Again, with planning ahead, I plan my month as well. This is more for content creators, I will say. But for me, I plan all of my YouTube videos. I try to plan my podcast a month ahead of time because those are like big things I need to know. Like, I can't do, if I plan my podcast or my YouTube video the week of, it always turns out worse. It's never as good. It's never as good. It's thrown together. Like, at some points, I'm like, I'd rather not upload at all because I'm like embarrassed to put this content out. So I have to plan ahead of time. And so I like to plan my YouTube videos and my podcast ahead of time. And that's why I've actually been posting, I didn't do one this past month, but I've been posting plan with me's on my YouTube channel so that I can show you guys my monthly planning. And so if you guys do like this video or like this podcast, you will definitely like my monthly planning videos. But yeah, I will plan ahead of time because with the big things, because if some things just will not turn out right if you do it the week of. The next thing is to simplify your life and don't make small decisions. This one is one that I'm trying to work on. So for example, with what I have to wear in the morning, I don't want to pick out what I have to wear every morning. I hate it so much. On the weekends, I get to have fun. I get to dress up. During the week, I've been pretty consistent. I wear a basic tank top or basic tee and jeans. Today, I'm wearing this like black dress, but it's again, very basic. I'm not like going above and beyond because I think when you have to make those decisions, especially if you are a founder, I'm making so many decisions throughout the day. Getting dressed should not be one of them. I should just have a uniform. And that is actually why like Steve Jobs, for example, always wore the black turtleneck because it's like that was a decision he eliminated from his day. Another decision I eliminate a lot of times is my meals. I have pretty much the same breakfast every single morning. I have eggs, toast, chicken, sausage. Sometimes I'll do yogurt and fruit as my breakfast, but for the most part, eggs, chicken, sausage, and toast. I have it every single morning. It's amazing. For lunch and for dinner, I have Sun Basket, which is kind of like HelloFresh. It's like a meal delivery service. And so I don't have to think about what I'm making for dinner. I don't have to go to the grocery store and shop and think about, okay, like this is my meal. Like I just have it delivered. I know what to make and I don't have to like make any decisions with it. And it's helped me alleviate a lot of stress and it's helped me become productive in other areas of my life because I'm not making those small decisions anymore. And then number 10, the last one is don't say yes to plans until you get stuff done. I struggled with this sometimes where I just wanted to have about perfect balance with my social life, with work, with relationships. And guys, I'm getting to the point where I think this was kind of like a scary realization earlier today, but I don't think I have time for many relationships right now, not friendships because I obviously love my friends, but my friends need to realize that like I am not going to be able to like hang out with them that often. And thankfully my friends realize that. Like if anything, I'm the one that's like, guys, we should hang out. Like all of my friends are like that. But I just realized that like my time is so limited right now and I need to be investing so much time into my work that like I don't have time for anything else really. Thankfully my friendships are established, but like I don't have time to make new friends. And it's not like I'm getting thrown these opportunities to make new friends, but I just realized that like, okay, I don't have like the only social life and social activities I have time for are like my best friends, think people that are already in my life, people that I've prioritized. Like I don't have time to build new relationships from like a friendship or like social level because I'm also building so many relationships in a work level because I'm networking because we're fundraising. So it's like my networking social limit in my brain is already like tapped out and I don't have time to like make new friends. And I thought about this in a dating perspective, which not to become like a dating podcast, but you guys know you guys are invested in my life, which I love. I feel like I don't have time to date. And I was thinking back at my relationships and all of my relationships were in like very pivotal stages of my life. So in high school, I dated a guy senior year. So senior year of high school, kind of into freshman year of college. So senior year to freshman year of college, I dated him. That was such a pivotal time. It was like that transition from going from high school to college. But we dated like during that pivotal time. Then my next boyfriend was in college. We dated during the pivotal time of college and finishing school and like going through college, pivotal time. When I dated my last boyfriend, it was like the pivotal time of we were just post-grad. I had just graduated college. I hadn't started any business. He like was there watching me build it. Now that I am in Rella, I'm like in the thick of it. I'm not in that transition period. I feel like I don't have time to date. Like I think I date well when I'm in transition because I want someone to like grow with me. And now that I'm like in it, like I'm not transitioning from it, I feel like I just like don't have the capacity for a relationship. So we'll see when I get a boyfriend, but it might be after Rella. It might be post Rella because like I don't see it happening right now. So anyways, that was kind of a sad realization I had this morning. So yeah, I just feel like I am not able to say yes to any plans, make any plans until I get all of my projects and like the big things out of the way. Obviously, I am not promoting like never to hang out with people. Like I enjoy my weekends, like my Saturdays, I'm pretty much not working. I'm hanging out with people. I am, you know, having fun. But on like a Tuesday night, I don't need to go to dinner with my friend because I can be using like Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday night to be like working really hard. And then like Friday is an easier day. And, you know, Friday night, I can go and hang out with my friends. But I've been really trying to like stay put more and be very, very productive during the week so that I can enjoy my weekends, if that makes sense. But yeah, dating has just been tough because I've realized I've like gone on dates with people and then they'll want to follow up and like hang out again. And I literally have to say like no to everything because I'm like, I just don't have time. And also I think it's also a sign if I like don't like someone that much, I will not prioritize them. And so I'm like, okay, I could either hang out with my friends and get a bunch of work done, or I can see this guy that I like don't even know if I like. Like, I'm going to choose my friends and my work every time. So that's why I feel like I'm not going to date until I'm done with Rella, because I just feel like I'm not a good dater if I'm not in transition, which I don't know what that says about me. Maybe if a therapist is listening, they can help me out. But I just am so focused on myself right now and my work that I don't know how to give that attention to someone new. So anyways, those are my productivity tips. This was a very quick podcast episode, but let's be efficient, you guys. I wanted this to be quick so you guys can stop this episode, get the work done. But I do hope that this helped. Please let me know if it did. I needed to hear it. I'm very excited to pause this episode and like start getting my shit done. But anyways, let me know what you guys thought of this episode. Let me know what type of content you guys like to see from me, if this is entertaining. I'm really thinking of like niching down more, not necessarily on the podcast, but just like in my other content. It's just so hard. I don't know what to niche down with. Anyways. I can go on a whole other tangent. I'm not going to. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys. I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. If you're listening on the day this goes live on Monday, then hello. So glad you're here. But anyways, thank you for listening. I'll see you guys in the next episode of The Real Real. If you guys are still listening, please post this on your story. Tag me. I love to see it. DM me, comment in the YouTube section, and I'll see you guys later. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Real Real. I hope that you enjoyed, and don't forget to rate, review, follow, or subscribe on your favorite podcast app. You can follow me personally on Instagram at Natalie Barbu and the podcast at The Real Real Podcast. I'll see you next Monday.
Hey, my name is Lo Von Rumpf, and I've been working my ass off as a celebrity stylist by day and a podcast host by night. At the Low Life Podcast, it's all about keeping it real. We're talking fashion, beauty, to religion, sex, drugs, mental health. I mean, there's no topic off limits here, and vulnerability is mandatory. You can find my podcast, The Low Life, that's L-O, no W, everywhere and anywhere you listen to your podcasts. New episodes are out every Thursday. We'll see you then.